So good morning. My name is Manuela Mendoza. I am a research technician with the Washington Tree Fruit Research Commission. And today I'll talk about fate of Listeria on Granny Smith apples treated with continuous ozone during storage. So this is a collaborative project between the Washington State University and the Washington Tree Fruit Research Commission. Meijun Zhu is the leading scientist in this project, and her group is responsible for all the apple inoculation activities and the evaluation of the inoculated apples. As for us at the commission, we do all the harvest for the apples and delivery to the lab, so Meijun can do all the inoculations. And we also store those apples in commercial storage, and after the storage length, we do the quality analysis for the fruit. So I will start explaining the reasoning behind this project. In Washington State, the prevention and control for Listeria monocytogeny is a priority for the tree fruit industry. So they are always looking forward for new techniques that can decrease or minimize the growth of this bacteria on the fruit. And also, we know because the apples are exposed to the environment, that those apples will have natural microorganisms growing on the fruit. And a lot of the times, these microorganisms will not cause sickness, but they can promote fruit rot during storage. And the other reason is because even though we don't know exactly what ozone does with the fruit, we have seen an increase of applications of ozone during storage in apples. So we are trying to investigate the effect of ozone on Listeria survival and also to examine what ozone does on the natural microorganisms already on the fruit, as well as if there is any impact on the quality of this fruit storage after the ozone application. So we harvest the apples at commercial maturity. We transfer the fruit to Pullman, where Meijun is located, so she could inoculate the fruit. And then we transfer it back to Enachi, where is the final storage and where our lab is. And we keep them at commercial storage rooms. So we had three treatments, one that's refrigerated air. We had a regular control atmosphere and also a controlled atmosphere room with a low dose of ozone. So I have a lot of slides that have quite a bit of text. But the idea is if you guys wanted to have the information, you guys can take a picture of the slide. But I'm just going to hit the main points for each of those. So I'm going to talk about the methods for each of the objectives. So for the first objective, that's assessing the Listeria survival, we used a three-strain Listeria cocktail to inoculate the fruit. That was set initially as a 10 to the 6 colony-forming units per apple. And we would dip the fruit on the solution, and after that, we leave them 24 hours at room temperature to make sure that the inoculants stick to the surface. Then we have our sampling points. The sampling point zero is to validate how much inoculants actually on the apple surface. Then this fruit is stored on the respective rooms. For the natural microorganisms, we did not inoculate the fruit, and the fruit was also subjected to the same three treatments. And then for the quality analysis, we did evaluation at harvest for firmness, total soluble solids, acidity, and starch, and internal and external evaluation as well. And we do the same procedures after storage is completed. So in this case, it was 6 months of storage. So for the results, let's see if I have a pointer. I do. So we can see that for the Listeria survival, we had that up to about 6 weeks of storage, the three treatments behave similarly. And then after that, we can see that the RANCA continue to behave like similarly with a little bit difference here, but the main point is that the fruit that was treated with ozone had a higher decrease in the total amount of colony-forming units per apple. So we have the minimum, after 36 weeks of storage, we have the minimal reduction of 2.2, and that was for the CA. and the maximum of 4.6 log reduction for the fruit treated with ozone. And just a note that even after 36 weeks of storage, we still found fruit that had Listeria noco in it, just to show how resilient Listeria can be, even after that long period in a cold room. But also keep in mind that we started with a very high concentration of Listeria on the fruit. Then for the natural microorganisms, we evaluated two different points. The natural bacterial level, that's on the graph A here. You can see that the three treatments behave very similarly up to the 12 weeks of storage. And then after that, the fruit treated with ozone has a lower amount of those natural bacteria present on the surface of the fruit. And as for the indigenous yeast and molds, that's what will cause the fruit rot. We have a very different behavior for the two treatments, with the ozone is still having the lower amount of those microorganisms. Then for the fruit quality, we are comparing the three treatments here with each other. And here is just the values that we encountered during at harvest. We didn't have any major difference between the three treatments, which means that the ozone did not impact negatively the quality of the fruit. However, when we did the external evaluations, and these are the disorders that we looked into, you can see that the ozone did cause some ozone burn on the fruit. And for all the fruits treated with ozone, we had 3% of the fruit that was damaged with the ozone application. So, in conclusion, the ozone application using this study showed an additional 2 log reduction of Listeria for fresh Granny Smith apples on the surface over 6 months of CA storage. So keep in mind that even though we did not for the apples that we did not apply ozone, it already was a 2 log reduction. So the ozone just supply an extra 2 log reduction on the top of that. Ozone did not promote the growth of natural microorganisms, and we didn't find any negative effect on the quality of the fruit after 6 months of storage. I just want to talk a little bit about future research. So this is actually a 3-year project. I'm just presenting part of the data of 1 year. For the fruit that we harvest in 2018, we are just finishing processing the data. And we already have prolonged our storage length to 9 months storage, because that's typically what is considered long-term storage for apples in Washington. And we also are including a treatment with 1-MCP. That's a very common treatment for apples in Washington as well. We are also evaluating variety sensitivity. So we have done this study with Fuji's, and this year was, last year from 2018 was Red Delicious. And this year is the last year, and we are not sure exactly which variety we're going to use, but it's probably going to be something that we haven't used yet, just to try to figure out that variety sensitivity with the ozone application. If you guys have any microbiology, very specific questions, please contact Mei Jun. That's why I have her email up there. I'm not a microbiologist. If you guys have any suggestions or questions, feel free to talk with me afterwards. I will be on the poster session, or send me an email. And on the bottom right here, I have the a publication that we have on our Fuji data, if you guys are interested to know more about the methods or the results that we had for Fuji's. And that's all that I have. Thank you.
Thanks, Mama.
You're welcome.
If anyone has any questions,
I work with vegetables, so I watch food safety, food matters, fairly closely. Mm-hmm. And I'm a great consumer of apples. Mm-hmm. I've always regarded apple as, if you will, a more safe food item when compared against other food items for which there have been more food safety, larger scale food safety concerns mm-hmm. and outbreaks. Is that a correct assumption based on the data from your perspective and the perspective of the commission that apple overall ranks somewhere middle to low in terms of a quote-unquote food safety risk?
Okay, so the question is about the food safety risk for apples. Yeah, I agree with you, and it's typically because apple itself is not a good environment for microorganisms to grow, even though the apple is exposed to the environment. It's like, it's still a porous surface, but the pores are really small, so there is no really place for the apple, for the microorganisms to hide. So it's typically hard for microorganisms to survive on the surface anyways. But it can happen, of course. So that's one of the reasons that we are trying to make sure that we can have some tools in place that if that happens, it would minimize the risk.
I have a question. Mm-hmm. Were these apples going to be wax treated or anything prior to storage or
So the question was if the apples would be waxed. So we did not include waxing in the study. However, I saw a very interesting study yesterday about waxing apples and the growth of Listeria. And it may be something that I'll be bringing to Meijun to see if she would like to do that as well, to see how the growth, how the microorganisms would behave after waxing the apple, for example. But we don't have data on that yet.
Is there a role for ozonated water as a wash water treatment to either reduce Listeria or some other post-harvest pathogen?
So the question was about the use of ozonate water for decreasing Listeria. So we are not studying ozonated water, but for what I heard, there are some packing houses in Washington that already use ozonated water on the cleaning process. I am not sure if there is an effect on Listeria or not, because, of course, I didn't see any data on that. But I think that, well, at least it doesn't hurt to try to do that, you know. But, yeah, I have known some packing houses that have used it.
Thank you, Marmala.